Hi there, this is Emma Peterson, and you are listening to Music's Journey Show with my friend, Kim Sear. Just for the record, you look good on paper, but you sound better in a song for everyone to sing along. Thanks for the heartbreak, say look what I made. Yeah, I thought you were the one, but you were just another one for the record.
You just heard a snippet just for the record, the title track off the debut album for Manitoba's own Emma Peterson. This Manitoba-based artist is quickly becoming an artist to watch on the Canadian country circuit. Capturing fans with her captivating stage presence and her powerhouse vocals, Emma has been winning fans across the nation. She has just released her much-anticipated debut album, Just for the Record, and now Emma is excited to announce her Just for the Record release tour that's going across Manitoba this fall, hitting stages in Winnipeg, Brandon, and Dolphin. Emma will be performing the new record from front to back. I am really excited to talk to Emma about her debut album and her upcoming tour. Here to talk about her debut EP is Canadian country artist Emma Peterson. We are so happy to have you on the show and get to know you a little bit, Emma Peterson. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the influences growing up in your home and when you got the music bug.
Yeah, so growing up with my parents and my grandparents, I listened to a lot of older records that would be Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, a lot of the older country influences, and that really inspired me to want to be involved in music in some way. I was involved in some musical theater growing up, and then, of course, Taylor Swift came out with her debut album, and I was so excited. And actually, at the time, well, my whole life, I grew up north of a place called Dolphin, Manitoba. I grew up in Winnipeg, Osis, Manitoba, and we had no cell service there. So to get any type of music, to kind of know what was going on, you had to drive 45 minutes to get cell service. So me and my sister, we drove to Dolphin to get this Taylor Swift CD. And I told my parents, I want to learn how to play guitar. And I think they thought I was a bit crazy because we didn't have a guitar teacher in town. But I said, I will figure it out. So on my parents' dial-up internet with YouTube, I YouTubed how to play guitar, and I taught myself with two videos, and then it was kind of all set from there.
Well, you gotta have some learning, you know, some kind of gift to be able to pick up guitar that easily. I know for me, I've just started back playing again, but I would listen to chords in a song, and I think it was Stairway to Heaven that I started with, and I think a lot of people started with that song because you could just really, it allowed you to really develop your skills pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Was there a song in particular that you practiced with?
I did the lessons, but actually the first song that I learned how to play on guitar was I Run to You by Lady Antebellum. And I think it's because, if I remember correctly, the verse has 3 chords and the chorus has 4 chords, if I remember. So there's 4 chords altogether in the song. And actually I had a full circle moment back in 2016. I was in a contest called CMT Chevy Tailgate Contest.
The Baby at Dolphin's Girl you sang, didn't you?
I sang Baby Girl, and I didn't sing Lady Antebellum's song, but I got to meet them backstage at that contest. So it was kind of like the first song I learned how to play guitar, and then there were Lady Antebellum. It was quite incredible.
What did you think of Charles?
He honestly, all of them were so nice.
They are
just like genuine people. And I actually remember Hillary looking at me and saying she had this like disco travel mug, and she asked me if I liked it, and I don't even know if I responded to her because I was in so much shock that I was even like in the same vicinity of Lady Antebellum. I think my jaw just hit the floor, and I was like, yes, I love it. Like,
yep, sure, whatever you just said.
Yeah, I love anything you do, Hillary, don't worry.
I remember meeting them, I think it was 2008 was the first time I met them, so they hadn't hit big yet. And it was just so nice to meet them backstage because there was such a buzz around them. And Luke Bryan was there, and there was a few of them Stephen Lee Olsen. There was quite a few that were at that particular event. And it was so cool to meet everybody backstage. But I remember standing beside Charles. That's why I asked you, because like I'm a whole 5'3.5". And
he's quite tall.
I think the top of my head might have hit his armpit, maybe. Yeah. So I don't know how tall you were when you met him, but yeah, it was.
Oh, I would have been about the same. I'm thinking about 5'3", and I haven't grown at all. So yeah,
because he's tall. He is so tall, and when you just stand beside him, it's like, okay, now I know exactly what I look like when I'm standing beside some of the other artists. I just don't pay attention, right?
Yeah.
Just when I saw the picture, and he was so kind. They all were, and I loved it. I think I've got some of those photos. I'll have to share some of those with you. But yeah, really, really special moment. Mm-hmm. Now you played Baby Girl. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm just curious how you remember the connection.
Oh, gosh. I used to do quite a few shows with CMT.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That is wild.
We all miss that show. We all miss it so, so much. But yeah, it was just a very special time for me when I used to go out and do. I used to cover quite a few of the events out your way and out in BC as well. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like, your last name, actually, this is just off topic. When Jess sent it to me, I was like, it's so familiar, actually.
That's probably why.
and I was looking, I'm like, I'm positive. Like, I know her, or like, the last name's familiar. So now the connection is made. So
there you go. So that's probably why. So it's so nice to finally see this journey, you know, come full circle for you. And it was so special to see you play back then. And then to see how far you've come is just incredible.
I know. And I think back then I was very naive to know what, like, kind of how the industry worked or how to even release music. I had no clue at the time. I really was just a girl and my guitar just wanting so badly to make music work.
You had no fear. That's what I remember, is just when you sat on that stage, there's just no fear at all.
Thank you. I'm like, it just, that's so awesome.
Now, how did it make you feel? Do you remember, you know, when that all started and when you started really getting into the songwriting?
Yeah, it's actually like the songwriting came almost at the same time that I learned how to play guitar, because with where I grew up, there wasn't really much to do. And I was always into poetry in school. I loved English. I liked any type of writing. I loved writing in journals. And it was actually my brother who told me, because I said, I don't know how to write a song. Like, how do you even write a song? And he said, well, just write what you're feeling. Like, write down what goes on in your day. So back then I was in grade 5. So I would really just write exactly what happened in my day. and I think as I grew older, I obviously had more emotion. And I was able to kind of dig deeper and write more personal things. And then the CMT Chevy Tailgate Challenge, that was the first contest that I actually was successful in, and it also started by my original song, which was, it just, I think that kind of gave me that push that I needed to know I can do this, and my music will resonate with other people, because it did in that contest too.
Well, I think it really helps, you know. I think that, you know, a lot of really good songwriters will tell you it's just like journaling, right? And it's just you're just changing it to, you know, you're just putting some melody to it and the chorus to it. And it's just, it's amazing when you write from your heart and you're writing those raw lyrics and you're willing to be that vulnerable. Those are the reasons why people gravitate to your music, because they can feel that. Mm-hmm. They can feel that story just happening just like it was, you know, their day. And and that's pretty special. Very special.
Yeah, and for sure. And like my producer and I, we talk about that. I've been working with Murray Pulver in Winnipeg.
I remember.
And he is so great. And he is very good at kind of pushing me, not out of my boundaries, but kind of pushing me to push myself out of the box that I'm in, while also staying true to who I am. And he knows if I'm doing something and it's not true to who I am, and he's easy to catch it and kind of help me figure out and mold to kind of get where I want to go, while also staying true to who I am and telling my story.
Well, I think he's pretty special. There's so many artists that work with him that have been on this show as well, but he takes the time to get to know you personally, and he becomes a mentor. you know, to everyone that he works with. And I think that's pretty special. Like, he stays in touch with you. He works there. Like, you can call him anytime.
And that's it's funny because I called him 2 weeks ago with a question, and he has no problem with just saying, hey, like, something's going on. I have a question for you. Can I call you in 10 minutes? And he's like, yep, okay. And then he'll just make it work because he's just that type of person.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's why, you know, it works so well when it comes to working with Murray. He just takes that time when he stays in touch, and he really cares about the artists that he works with. And that is special.
Yeah, no, for sure.
What does it feel like when you're looking at the strong women in Canadian country music right now?
I think it's inspiring for me because for a long time in country music, it was male dominated. Mm-hmm. And for someone like me, I would look or listen to the radio and I didn't hear a lot of female voices. I heard them because my mom would play them and because my grandparents would play them, like Martina McBride, Patsy Cline, Shania Twain. But I think it's really inspiring, and I think they're really creating space and kind of like carving a path for other people. And every female in country music that I have met is always so welcoming and kind of takes you under their wing to show you the way and makes room for everyone. It's not just that one person has to be on top all the time. I feel like everyone in the industry kind of knows that there's room for everyone, and everyone has a different story to tell, and everyone even has a different sound, and there can be room for everyone here.
Well, I think it's a healthy community. They really cheer for each other, and you push each other, you know, to get better and better and better. Like, you help one another. And I think that it's so important. Like, Tennille Towns, oh, killing it. You know, Megan Patrick, you know, we've got so many artists. Sasha's just at the top of her game.
Yes.
It's just crazy how many we have. And the songwriters, the women songwriters are just astounding. You know, what the talent pool that we have here. Is there an artist right now that, you know, female artist in the Canadian pool that really you gravitate to, you connect with?
When I think about it, you say Tennille Towns, and Tennille Towns, actually, her living room sessions, before she even released her first album, she released this small EP with these living room sessions. And I remember listening to that EP and being so inspired by it. And then the other Tennille Arts is another female. Tennille Arts, I love her writing. I love her sound. She comes from a small town, and I do too. And I feel like a lot of her stories I just relate to so much. And my goal would be like one day to get into a room with her and be able to write a song, because I just feel like she would have so much to, like, she has so much knowledge to share. She's been in Nashville for quite a while and has written so many songs. And I just feel like we kind of pull from the same inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I think when we stand back and we just actually think about how many there are, like Jess Moskalut, you know, Jessica Mitchell, there's just so many women.
Yeah.
And I could sit here for days, and it's just like, there's just so many women, and it's just amazing time in music.
It is.
Right now for Canadian music. And we have so many artists that are in Nashville right now. Is that a dream for you?
I think so. You know, I am very much a homebody. I'm not in a sense of like, I don't live near my community, but I really love my family, and I always feel like I need to see them all the time, because I just, I cherish kind of those moments with my grandparents and my parents. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely see myself going down to Nashville and living there, while also making sure that I come home often enough to see my family.
Well, you're also doing something else that's pretty darn special, and we're also incredibly grateful for you. And you just finished your nursing, and you were working all through COVID there and working in a COVID unit.
Yes, I was. I just graduated from my nursing just over a year ago, and I started in the COVID unit right after I graduated, and actually was doing my final practicum there. And it was quite, I don't even know how to describe starting a nursing career in such a way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been an interesting year for me, to say the least.
Well, you've seen a lot, you've been through a lot, and I think a lot of the time when we draw on ourselves to give back, I don't think you could ever have picked you know, a harder moment and just a very tough career to get into at that mm-hmm. moment as mm-hmm. thrown right into that. And that's a tough one. And I am so grateful. Yeah. I've got a medical background too. And
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So very important to me. And mm-hmm. I watched an awful lot over the years. And this one yeah. is just, you know, unprecedented what we have gone through, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody. So what everybody has gone through to see what they couldn't see, be around family members that they weren't able to get to. And I know mm-hmm. I lost my mom during that time. And I...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But at least I had her at home. Very grateful, yeah. you know, that I got her home long before that situation happened. And I nursed her from the house. And it's just so important mm-hmm. to me that I had that time with her, because I can't even imagine what she would have felt if she had been
to
alone.
To be in a hospital, mm-hmm. yeah.
In a nursing home or, you know, in a hospital. So I'm grateful I was able to be there with mm-hmm. her, you know, during all of that. So that I'm very fortunate for.
And I'm sorry about that. That's so tough. The pandemic has really, like, changed, mm-hmm. I feel like, how we look at things, too. And even with nursing and music, people may look at them and see them as very different,
but they're not
career paths. They're really not. Mm-mm. What you're doing when you go to work, whether it be music or nursing, is you're trying to make a connection and, like, make someone else feel heard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nursing, of course, has a bit extra. I feel it has a little bit extra stuff to it. But essentially, when I go to work, I'm trying to connect with other people and make them feel good and help them through something. And I think music does the same thing for people.
Well, I think music is just a test, you know, that has just always proven, no matter what, it heals. It can help you through no matter what stage of life that you're going through and whatever mm-hmm. is happening in your life, whatever situation's going on. We always gravitate to music every single time. And we can remember exactly where we were when things were going on in that moment. The split second you hear a song starting to play.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
And you are writing all of those songs that people are going to gravitate to and remember. And that's a pretty special gift to be given back to people, you know, to, mm-hmm. to write something that, you know, that people connect with. And that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And it is really special. And there's actually a song on my album, just for the record. It's called Backward Dreams, and that was actually one of the first songs.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it was my favorite song to write, and it was actually the first song that I've had so much response to that song about how it really just takes everyone back to being young and just how they relate to it so much. And it really, like, when I wrote that song, I knew how special it was, and when I took it to Murray, instantly we just knew it, we had to record it.
What does this album mean to you?
I think when I think about this album, I think it gives, if younger me were to look at where I am now, I think they would be so proud. And when I look at this album, I'm really proud because it took so long to kind of create and get myself to the place where I could even release an album. Mm. I never thought that the girl from a town of 600 people with no cell service, 4 to 5 hours from the closest city would be able to do this. I didn't know it was possible, but I knew so badly. I had such big dreams for myself. And this album, I think, has shown me that I can do it and that it is possible. And that kind of all the hard work that has happened over the years is kind of coming to light finally.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, these songs on the album are so close to my heart because they're the songs I'm the most proud of. And the songs that I was so excited about when I wrote and that I was so excited to record. And these songs are the first songs I've ever recorded professionally. So it just, there's so many
wow.
firsts with this album that it just, it's so, so special to me.
Let's talk about the title track. This one, I think, is the only song that you didn't write on this album, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. So talk about Just For The Record and getting the song pitched to you and why it connected with you the way that it did and you decided to use that as your title track.
Yeah, so actually this song was pitched to me about 2 years ago. And as a writer, it was really hard for me to kind of grasp the idea of releasing a song that I didn't record, just because I do feel like I am a singer-songwriter at heart. But this song literally could not get out of my head the first time I listened to it. And even 2 years later, I was still singing it. And I listened to it again, and I just found it was such like a powerful song. Not only it's so much fun for me to sing, but just for the record, it's kind of someone saying like, you know what, things didn't work out. Like, I don't want to say like screw you, but kind of like, I wrote a song about it. I'm okay. I'm gonna move on. Like, it is what it is.
Flip
like
the script.
flip the script. And like, I just find it so like, it's so fierce and empowering, and I really needed a song like that. And I feel like it really empowered me, honestly. I mean, I've been in a relationship for 7 years and it's still going strong. So sometimes it's hard for me to write these songs that are like that, but I just find that I just found it was just so well written and so much fun that I just had to record it.
Well, I'm glad you did. And we're going to play this one right now. Here is the title track on the debut album just released. And it is Just For The Record by Canadian country artist Emma Peterson here on Music's Journey.
I was feeling uninspired, like a songbird on a wire, waiting on a melody to sing. I didn't know how long it would be before the right words came to me. It was all six ways to say
the brand new single, the title track, Just For The Record, that is off her debut album for Emma Peterson. It is such an upbeat, fierce, feel-good anthem by my very special guest. Don't forget, you can download Just For The Record on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist, and you also can request it at your local radio station. What a great song. Is there a music video that's going to be coming out in the works for this one?
Yes, there is. Actually, just about a week and a half ago, I recorded a music video, so that will be coming hopefully in July. It kind of, we hit a few bumps in the road to kind of organize it, but I'm so happy. I think it's going to be so good. We actually went to an old vintage record shop in Winnipeg to shoot part of the music video, so it just,
cool.
I like, It's going to be very, very good. I'm so excited.
Just for the record, and at a vintage rate, a record.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one.
Yeah, no pun intended. We just had to go to the record. Like, it's in the song title, so I feel like it was much needed.
Very cool. I just cannot wait to see that one come to life. That's going to be really interesting. I love the song. I think it's at a really great time, kicking off the summer and kicking off this debut album. Yeah. Well, you also released a few other songs. I think it started, 2019, right? Your first one?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So Maybe Tonight was actually the first song that I took to Murray Pulver to record. And it was a song essentially that I was wanting to write about where I grew up. And one of the lines in the song is nothing but a stop sign town blink and you miss it. Because literally where I live, if you're driving on the highway, if you miss the turn off to turn into town and you miss that sign, it's gone. And it's almost like you wouldn't even know it was there.
I hear you.
And that's just how it is. And that's where I grew up. And it's just about me having a good time with my friends and kind of showing someone around where I'm from and how I grew up and the secret spots that we have and what we would do. And it just kind of encompassed where, like, my story in a way. So I thought it was just the perfect first song to release to the world.
And following up, 2009 debut single for Maybe Tonight, you were up for multiple awards for the Manitoba Country Music Award nominations, including Fans Choice Female Artist and Music Video of the Year. And you ultimately took home the win with Emerging Artist category. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
That
it
is
was
pretty special.
Surreal. Mm. So surreal. Yeah.
What was it like when you received that news to be able to know all the recognition just for your first debut? Pretty spectacular.
I didn't even think that I would win, because I honestly was just so excited to be there. There's so many people that I just looked up to. Doc Walker, they presented me with the award, which was just crazy. And now I write with Dave, which is such a full circle moment. But they presented me with that Emerging Artist Award. And I remember sitting there, and I really didn't think I would win. I remember they announced my name and I was in such shock that my boyfriend Nolan, he was sitting next to me, he's like, Emma, you have to go up there and accept the award. And I couldn't even believe it, you know. It felt so good, and the fact that it is voted on by my peers meant so much to me too, because that means that they're looking at what I do and respect what I'm doing, which means so much to me.
We're going to play this one right now, the one that started it all. We are going to play it for you, and that is Maybe Tonight, and that is off their brand new debut EP, Just for the Record, and is by Canadian country artist Emma Peterson here on Music's Journey.
Couple friends.
That was Maybe Tonight, the first single that was released off of the Just For The Record debut EP for Emma Peterson. It is just such a special song, great memories, and man, Doc Walker has always been one of my favorites, and I loved it when I had him on the show, I think it was last year, just at the end of last year. And yeah, they are so amazing. Dave's so great to work with.
Yeah, they're very, very great people.
Mm-hmm. Well, just a beginning for you. Now, we talked about it earlier, just before we took a break, and we were talking about Backroad Dreams. That one is, I just love that song. There's just so much that people can relate to when it comes to that. And coming from a small town, I think you have a real appreciation for life and people around you that are in your life. Because when we live in a bigger city, you don't really know people the same. In a small town, you definitely do. But to talk about the way the lyrics were written for this one, tell us about that, because it goes back to, you know, those dreams that you have with special people in your life.
So the idea of this song came when I was actually driving home. This was right as soon as the pandemic hit, and school was obviously shut down, and I was in the midst of getting my nursing degree. So I drove home to actually work in the care home in my small town, because that's where I worked in the summertime to get some money. So I thought, well, I don't really know what's going on right now in the city, so I'm going to go back home. And I remember driving home and looking at all the gravel roads. And I just thought, like, I remember driving these roads with my friends, and we would all talk to each other and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And these are my dreams and these are my dreams and this is what I want to do. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, some of those things that we said we never ended up doing. And some of those things we did end up doing. And I was just thinking about all the stories and the dreams that those back roads held. And then a little light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, back road dreams. I guess the highway will never see our back road dreams. And that was kind of the metaphor of the song. It's kind of how sometimes life, like, you make these plans for life and sometimes they don't see the light of day. But that doesn't mean that they weren't important to you at one time. And I feel like it's okay to dream when you're young and kind of have aspirations and whatnot. But the song ended up turning into more of a breakup song in a way, where you make plans with someone. And I think anyone can relate to this, where you really, sometimes when you're with someone, you really think things are going to work out and think you're going to end up with them. And then it doesn't work out. And then you think back and you're like, I really thought we were, like, we talked about everything. I thought everything was going to work out, and it doesn't. So that's kind of where the song came from.
I can relate, and so many of us can relate. We're going to play this one right now. This is Backroad Dreams by emerging country artist Emma Peterson here on Music's Journey.
Caught her back home, coming queen. Thought everything came easy in the bleachers and Chevy seats. Looking back, we were we were living in a movie. Should have known at 18. But we had backroad dreams, driving in your truck. And we made memories while tossing gravel up. But I see it now, not everything gets to work it. The highway will never see our backroad dreams. Our backroad dreams. Another chapter, the next page. It looks different when you graduate. In an office, got bills. Time.
such a special song that was Back Road Dreams, and so many of us have those and remember what it was like to be able to dream with the person that we love the most. And that was by country artist Emma Peterson. The song is off her debut EP, Just For The Record, that is out right now. You can download Back Road Dreams on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist, and you can request it at your local radio station. Love this one. Pretty special. You're a really good writer. Really good writer.
Thank you. It's honestly one of my favorite songs, or is my favorite song that I've ever written. So I appreciate that.
I just 5 years from now, I just want to see where you are. And just to see how much change there is. And we'll have this conversation again, and we'll talk about this song. Yeah. And you'll turn around, you'll be so surprised in where you're at writing.
Oh, I hope so. I that's something right now I still do have. I have big dreams for myself and big aspirations. So I hope in 5 years from now I can look back and just
feel
good. Yeah.
You got this. And I knew that when I met you the first time. And when I saw you play, and I went, no, she's got the bug. And you know what? You had the writing capability. And that's half the battle. And you definitely have the chops. You don't have to worry about that.
Right? Oh, thank you.
Is there someone that you would love to co-write with?
I was just thinking about this earlier today because someone asked me that question, oddly enough, just a friend of mine. And I mentioned Donovan Woods. I love his music and I love the songs he writes. He writes a lot of the hits that we hear on Canadian country radio. But also his music is so great. And I feel like he just brings so much unique ideas to the table that I would love to write with him one day. Of course, when I think about females, I think of Patricia Conroy, who's in Nashville. I'd love to write with her.
Oh, she's been on fire, that girl, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
How was she ever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an incredible writing.
She is just insane. I met her the year that I won the Emerging Artist Award. She was hosting the MCMAs at that time. Mm-hmm. And she was just such a sweetheart. She was so nice. And that's what I love. Like, when you meet people and they're just so, so kind, it just, like, I can only hope that when people leave a conversation with me or leave meeting me that they feel so good. And she really just, that's how she made me feel, and it was so inspiring.
Well, she's got some major, major top hits right now with some of the best in the business here in Canada with their records right now. And she's the one that was co-written, you know, on most of those. Yeah, she is just right up there. Carolyn Dawn Johnson's another one.
Oh, yes, and she's another one that would be amazing to write with.
Mm-hmm. And she's working with a lot of the Nashville artists as well right now. Mm-hmm. But I know that she's just done so much in her solo career, and it's just an incredible, incredible artist. And anybody that here in Canada knows her, and for us to be able to have her here. And I had her on the show, I think, with Michelle Wright, just like a week apart. And the two of them, just what they've contributed to women as trailblazers here in Canada. And Patricia, again, that's the other, you know, the link to to the Women for Strong Power. Boy, I'm telling you, they are just knocking it out of the park, and they always have. She's got a new album coming out very soon too. So she's got another new one. So passion overload for me when it comes to who you possibly might do a collaboration with. I got a funny feeling I might know.
I'm curious who your guess would be.
Just because of your style of song, right? Maybe Chris Stapleton?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw him live in 2017, and I have such a great partner. He knows how inspired I am by music, and I remember sitting there and just tearing the entire concert because it was so good. And he also has phenomenal writing.
Oh man, he's on another level.
It's funny you say him because he is one of my favorites in country music. Mm-hmm. So
he is so good. If you ever had the chance to do that, man, that would just be, you know, a moment in time that you just want to freeze, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he's my favorite, one of my favorites. Keith Urban's the other one too. You know, there's just so many of them. But man, Chris Stapleton has just got such a gift. and it doesn't matter what he plays.
it really sounds good.
He can do anything. He's just so incredible. Okay, so you recently got to kick off your tour, and that was in May, and you had your kickoff party. Tell us about your release party.
Oh my goodness. You know, I never felt so good after playing a show as I felt after that release show. I think it can be really stressful, and I think other artists could relate to this, to putting on a release party and not being sure if people are going to show up or how it's going to go. And I did feel a little bit nervous, but then kind of a couple days leading up to the show and to the tour, I just thought about how much I was missing playing live music over the past couple years. But I just thought, you know what, instead of being nervous, I'm just going to be excited and grateful that I even get to do this, that I get to play live music again. And that release show, I couldn't have asked for a better turnout. We really spent so much time creating a really good set list and just making every transition so perfect. And I just remember walking off. When I walked on the stage, I teared up and I started crying because it was so good. But I remember walking off the stage and hearing the band kind of finish the show. And I looked and I just cried because I thought, wow, like this is what I'm doing it for. Like this of all things is what I want to do. I want to sing for people and have them connect to what I'm doing and be excited about it and create just like a great environment. And I really just wanted people to come to the show and have a good time, young, old, I don't care your age. I wanted you to come to that show and leave just feeling so good. And like you watched an amazing concert, and I had such good feedback after that. And it was my first full band show since 2019. So it was quite the experience.
Such a great memory. And just to remember the feeling is just so important, because years down the line, when you're so busy, you know, in this industry, a lot of the time you forget to stop and just take a moment and just remember that moment, what you're feeling, because that's what you're going to carry with you the rest of your life. When it becomes a blur, then that's the tough stuff. You got to remember to take your time and just breathe and just, you know what, I'm going to take this in. I'm just not going to be in a rush. And it's just, it's just so cool, you know, to be able to have that kind of feeling. What a special moment.
And I think sometimes nerves can kind of overcast how special those things are. And that's what I was trying, and in my music career now, what I'm trying to do is just enjoy and take in every moment, because it's special, and it's an accomplishment, and it's
full circle. Kind
of every step of the way is so important. So I think it's good to take it in no matter where you are.
Exactly. I know for me, when I had to do my first red carpet, and I think it was a TIFF film festival, and oh man, you know, am I going to be able to do this? Because, you know, you don't have somebody in your ear like a lot of the other bigger networks have. And I didn't know how it was going to do. And some of it, I don't even remember. I'll listen back going, oh, I did okay. I did really good.
Oh my goodness.
When I'm listening back to the interview, but yet I don't remember half the stuff we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, and you just don't know how you get through those moments, but you know, it's just really weird.
Somehow you always do, you know, it just,
Exactly. Now opening for the Reclaws, girl.
Yes. That was another crazy experience. Wow. That show was about 2 years in the making too, because of course I booked that show beginning of 2020 thinking I was going to play it in 2020, and then it never ended up working out. And actually, I know it sounds really weird, but I'm almost glad it didn't work out, because I felt like I've had so much growth since then. Even like the pandemic allowed me to kind of find my sound and take the time to record more music and release and do more things. And then I feel like I was just in such a good place at this show with my music and where I am. I'm still speechless because it was only a week ago now.
I know.
But it was so good. It just felt so good. And that's how I feel. I've been feeling after every show, just feeling so good and so grateful. That I remember I was standing backstage with my brother, because my brother and my mom came with me. And I looked at my brother and I said, 5 years ago, like, did you think that I would be standing here, like, backstage? Because I just opened for the Reclaws, and there they are. They're going on stage right now. It was so wild. And, you know, my brother actually told me, he was like, I knew you'd be here.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was just, he's so sweet, and my family's so supportive. But I was just in shock, and just I feel like I was just fangirling over them too, because I love their music. So
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember when they won the Emerging Artists at Boots and Hearts, and when they came off the stage and they were in the same place that you're in right now. And it was so cool to see how far they've come, because I've been there right from the beginning of their journey.
Yeah.
Right through. And it's kind of the same thing, you know, when I'm watching you, because I remember seeing you out front and watching you play with no fear and seeing you today. So it's a pretty cool journey so far.
It is. It really is.
Full circle, girl. You got it. And you have no issue whatsoever, because that, as long as you're writing from your heart, as long as you're singing those lyrics because they connect with you and you believe them and you believe in yourself, you will always do well.
No, and thank you. And thank you so much for your kind words. Like, I appreciate it so much. And it's just so fun now that you were there for those moments early on in my career. Yeah, that's
pretty
really special.
Pretty special. And your mom's got to be so proud of you. Your brother, I think I had talked to him briefly when... because he plays, doesn't he? Isn't he a musician?
Does. Yes, but you know, he actually, like, he doesn't play often. So actually, when I bought my first guitar, it was a small little guitar. He bought a bigger guitar. And it's actually funny, because he used to play Baby Girl on the guitar, and I would sing it.
Really?
So, but now he doesn't. But actually, he's such a musician too, and he won't admit it because he's a mechanic now. But he can pick up a violin and play it by ear easily.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's so, I would almost like, if he put into it what I put into it, I feel like he'd be way more successful than I do. But he can't really sing, is the only thing. But he's a great player.
Nice. Have you ever written a song together?
No, we haven't. He's not really into writing. I don't think he would be. He would play the guitar for me, but I don't think he would write.
You never know. You never know.
You know, I could quiz him. I could see what. Maybe I'd have to put a bottle of whiskey in front of him and say, "Let's write a song," and then see what he would say. But
a little bit of liquid courage.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too is, just depends on what's going on in somebody's life. Right?
That is
true. He just might not be ready for that, but there might be a moment. He might be able to help you out with a song, you know, someday when you're in the middle of writing something. And you just never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Now, there's other songs on this EP, so tell us about that.
Yeah. So one of the songs that comes to my mind is Hurt Like Hell. And that was actually the first song I released after Maybe Tonight. But it was the song that I kind of took to Nashville when I went to Nashville for the first time in 2019, because I really wanted to write it. And I like this thing when I write, is to kind of find common phrases that everyone uses and put that into a song. And Hurt Like Hell, that's just a phrase that my family uses all of the time. Like, oh, like, man, like, that must hurt like hell. Or just they just say it all the time. So I took that with me, with a little bit of the verse in the chorus, to Nashville. I was there for 5 days, and every day I took it to a write, and no one wanted to write it with me.
Oh, really?
They would say, let's write something else. And I said, okay. So we'd write something else, and then I would take it to the next session, and they didn't want to write it. And then finally, the last session, I felt so discouraged, because it's not that I didn't like the songs that I wrote, but honestly, none of the other songs I put on my album, because I didn't connect with them. And if I don't connect with something, I can't release it. I need to connect with it on a deeper level, because if I don't connect with it, no one else will.
Exactly.
So I took Hurt Like Hell to my last session. I almost canceled because I was very discouraged, but I thought, nope, my mom didn't raise a quitter. I will show up and I will put in the work. And I showed up there. It took us 4 hours, and we ended up with Hurt Like Hell. And it was, and that is one of my favorite songs that I've written too.
Nice.
And I was really grateful that I wrote it with Adam Wheeler, that he took the time to write with me. And I guess I don't even know how old I was, 20, turning 21. I was 22. I'm like, how old was I then? but he took the time, and I think he could sense that I was really stressed out, honestly, because when you're writing with new people and that clock is ticking, and 1 hour goes by and 2 hours goes by, you're like, oh man, we should have a song by now. And then I stress myself out because I'm like, I need to think of some better lines here. And I remember he looked at me, he's like, let's go for a walk outside and just just relax a little bit. And I really appreciated that, because I think he, rather than kind of telling me I feel like if you tell someone to relax, that they will not relax. He just like, let's go outside and chat. He chatted with me about where I'm from and just made me feel so good. And I really appreciated that.
You know, that's awesome, because a lot of the time, especially when I write, I got to take a break because I'm writing all day. Some of the times it's usually 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. And some things just come really easy and then others definitely not. And that's when I know I just got to stop what I'm doing and just, you know, just take that breather, just, you know, go for a quick walk and come back. And then all of a sudden I can write and it just seems to work. And that's just a real key. Hurt Like Hell. We're going to play that one right now by emerging country artist Emma Peterson here on Music's Journey.
It's gonna be a scar, 'cause I loved and I trusted you for the last time, that's right.
Is Hurt Like Hell by Canadian country artist Emma Peterson, the song that is off her debut EP, Just For The Record, that is out right now. You can download Hurt Like Hell on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist and request it at your local radio station. And that is just such a cool, cool song. I bet you hear that all the time as a nurse.
Oh, it's actually funny.
I had to say that. I'm so sorry.
You know, the amount of times people use my songs in conversation, sometimes I will notice and sometimes I won't, is actually really funny. And then they'll say it again. I'm like, oh, yep, okay, yep. But I feel like I have heard it a time or two as a nurse.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Just a few. You were saying about your parents. I went, man, you're a nurse. You got to be hearing that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Some great, great stuff. You got some shows coming up?
Yeah, I do actually. I have a show in my hometown actually opening up for Charlie Major
Wow,
at the beginning of
nice.
July, so that'll be exciting. I have a few street fairs and rodeos and different fairs throughout the summer, so we'll keep busy with that, and then of course keep busy with nursing. And then at the end of August, beginning of September, I'm going on a little tour with a friend of mine from Manitoba on our way to the CCMAs. So we'll be announcing
cool.
that pretty soon.
Well, you just never know. I might see you there.
Yes. You know, I would love to meet up with you at the CCMAs just because I feel like we have so many connections that this has just been such a fun conversation that I'm like, I need to see you. And then, and at least I can, like, I'm sure if I see you, it'll just be like an aha moment because it just, yeah.
I hope so. I might have changed a little bit since then, but.
Oh, that's, and so would have I. Like, I mean, how many years? That was like 6 years ago
I know.
Now.
It's a long time.
Crazy.
It's a long time. Time just flies so by because it just seems like yesterday when I saw you, but you know, so much has happened and it just seems like it's just, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Do you have time
it
for
is.
A few burning questions?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay. Favorite childhood memory growing up?
Playing in my Baba and Guido's backyard in the trees.
Oh.
And picking raspberries.
Nice.
Yep.
My favorite fruit. One of my favorite fruits. Okay. Favorite thing to do to unplug from performing and writing music and away from the job as a nurse? What's your favorite thing to do?
The first thing that comes to mind is nap.
Because
honestly, when I'm
as a nurse,
nursing,
yes.
it's definitely napping. But honestly, lately it's been going for a walk.
Very.
I
cool.
find that like not taking, well, not that I don't, I usually have my Apple Watch on just in case. I'm always scared someone's going to kidnap me. It's like a little thing of mine, but
it's a
I usually will
thing.
Just, it's a safety thing, but I love going for a walk and then just like, not even listening to music or anything, just sitting in my own thoughts and just being able to breathe. It's so good.
It must take, I know for me, when I, because that's the only thing I can do, but I usually walk a lot. Like when I go for a walk, it's a very long walk. But I would just, I'd have to pick certain places to go. And those would be my go-to places. But at first, I think it's the first 15 minutes, my head's just going with all I got to do. Like, do I have time for this? La, 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 la. You know, it just goes on. But then, you know, all of a sudden, it's just, you could hear a pin drop. And I am just so relaxed. It's just a big difference in where my headspace is.
Of course. And I like, I just feel like, I don't, like, I didn't realize until I think, early this year, how important just like, moving my body is just like if whether it be walking or biking or anything to kind of like de-stress and relax, it's just so good.
Nice. Very nice. Best story a fan shared with you from one of your songs and how it affected them personally.
Let me think. This isn't about one of my songs, but actually this happened at the Rec Law show. This is why it's coming to mind. I feel very touched when kind of younger girls come up to me and say that they're inspired by what I do. And actually what I was playing, opening for the Rec Laws, I had two little girls come and give me, like, they picked little flowers. And I think they were dandelions, but they were so beautiful. And actually I still have them. I have them in a Ziploc bag in my guitar case.
So
I'm going to keep
cool.
them there forever. And
that is
they
so
came
cool.
up and gave them to me during my show, and then afterwards their dad sent me a message on Facebook about how inspired they are by what I do, and that, I mean, like, if there's anything in this world when you do music is that you just want to connect with other people, but when you connect with younger people and they look up to you and think that you're inspiring and they want to do what you're doing, I just was like, wow,
that's awesome.
I never thought that I would be there. So it felt really good.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Very special. Mm-hmm. Favorite summer cocktail?
Ooh, a mojito or a Long Island.
Nice. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be? Just an opportunity to be able to not just go and, you know, unplug and sit on a beach somewhere, but somewhere where you can experience the culture.
Either Greece or Iceland, because I'm half Ukrainian and I'm half Icelandic, and I grew up in a Ukrainian community, so I know a lot about my Ukrainian heritage, but I would love to go to Iceland and just kind of be able to take in more of that part of my background.
See, I'm a wildlife photographer. That's what I do mm-hmm. when I unplug. So I'm, if anything, I've got my camera going and I'm out there shooting. It's just something that I love to do, to be out in nature. And Hayley Jensen, I don't know if you know her, the Australian country artist.
Oh, yeah.
She's all over Instagram right now, touring Iceland. So it's like so cool.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
One of my dream places. I would love to go. Yeah, so pretty. Yeah. Switzerland's another one for me.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
So beautiful there. And I know Africa is another one too for me. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, last question. What is your most useless, best talent?
My most useless and best talent. Oh, man. That's a really good question.
Something quirky that you do that nobody knows.
Something quirky that I do that...
has zero value, but you do it.
This sounds really bad, but for the past 5 years, all I've ever done was get my nursing degree. So I'm like, in the past year, I've been trying to discover, I guess, find myself again in a way, other than just reading books all the time. I feel like a lot of people know this, but I am absolutely obsessed with cats, and I have two cats, and I would love to get another one. Nice. Anything quirky about me is that, like, usually if I'm not doing anything, I'm probably just hanging around with my cats, and about, like, 100 times a day, I will shout for my boyfriend, say, come here, come look at this, and I literally will just stand there and be, like, staring at my cat sleeping and be like, this is so cute, like, he's like, yep, they look the exact same as they did about 2 hours ago, Emma.
Oh,
and then I'll be like 50 minutes later, be like, they moved their head. Look again.
you sound like one of the good friends of mine right now. She's got a cat and his name's Ollie. And he's so darn cute. But I'm allergic to cats, but for some reason I've grown a resistance. I have no problem around him. It's been kind of cool. What's your cat's names?
Grace and Frankie.
You just have to do a show for them on Instagram. There you go. TikTok page.
Well, they actually went viral on TikTok. They have 17,000 followers
on
TikTok.
I figured. I have to put Mocha on because if you look on my Facebook page right now, my profile picture at the top is Mocha with the headset on.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. We'll have to share all these pet stories and just these funny little TikTok photos and like just these little videos that we shoot with our animals. I think it'd be very cool.
Oh man.
It's been great to have you on the show. It's such a pleasure to get to know you and catch up with you again. It has been a long time, not that you would remember back then, but you know, it's just so much fun just to see how far you've come in this journey. And I am so glad that you chose the music industry.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. I so appreciate you having me, and this has been such a great conversation, and I can't wait. Hopefully we'll see you at the CCMAs or see you soon in person, I hope, but thank you so much for having me.
I really enjoyed this interview. It's just been my pleasure.
I feel like I've known you for so long, and I guess it is because I met you years ago, but I just so appreciate you having me in this conversation. It's just been so, so good. I feel like you just...
I understand.
You know me so well already. And that's the thing, you saw my mom and my brother. So it just, small world.
Mm-hmm. It's special when we meet each other and come around, you know, years later. We never know why we meet people, but you know what? It's always just such an amazing journey. And I just look forward to being able to see you. And I told you, 5 years from now, we're going to talk about this very song.
I hope so.
Thank
you so much, Kim.
We will, I promise you. Backroad Dreams. We're going to talk about it.
I hope so. Well, actually, you'll hear it here first. I'm pretty sure that's my fall single. So
I'll
be promoting that one in the fall. So perfect.
You take care and you say hi to your mom and your brother. And you have an amazing summer, okay?
Oh, you too, Kim. Right. Take care as well.
Okay, take care now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Emma Peterson, for coming on the show. I've got some amazing artists that I'm going to be interviewing the month of July. I'll be chatting with Katie Hurt, Katie Topham, Rob Fitzgerald, High Valley, rock band Taming Sari, Matt Rogers, Josh Bogart, Petrick, Kelly Prescott, Quinton Blair, Australian country artist Hayley Jensen, Australian trio The Buckleys, Cadence from Runaway Angels, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Allie Walker, Simone Fuller, Taylor Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, and Kadu, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.